Welcome to the Relational Podcast with me, Leslie, and my colleague, Christine. This is where we explore workplace relationships and how restorative and relational practice enable compassionate leadership, civility and respect, giving everyone in our team the confidence to talk about difficulties, differences and safety. What is restorative practice? Or should we say, what is restorative and relational practice? Because that I see that word relational more and more appearing in NHS, in public health, in schools, in local authorities. And I think it's got even less of a definition than restorative practice. So do we want to combine them or do we want to do them one by one?
I think combine.
Yeah.
I think the point is everybody's realising, because we're ahead of our time, of course, Leslie, all these years. But everybody's realising that whatever your job or wherever you work, relationships are so important. You can't
the
get away from
important
it.
Thing, Christine.
You cannot get away from it. Yeah. And that damaged relationships can damage everything around them. And we look at the world and it's in a bit of a state and we're all kind of uncomfortable about dealing with these things. So it's about relationships. How do we build them? How do we manage to keep them? How do we not destroy them? How do we fix them when things go wrong? So we're talking all around that. It's not just about fixing the broken things. It's about the everyday and where do we start?
What is the date today?
11th. Oh, oh, gosh, time is flying.
So it's the 11th of November 2024. Yeah. So it's a week after big events over in America. And when you talked about our emotional responses to the world around us, you said that or something similar to that. I got a really emotional response to that because of what happened last week. And I think it's reminded me that what is wonderful about restorative and relational practice is that it allows you to take control of something. You can, or we can all control, we can be maybe a little bit more deliberate about what we say and do and how we say and do it. And that gives us some control over what's happening in our lives.
I suppose more for me, it gives me a sense of when I can't control something, where to draw that line. We'll probably be having a podcast in a bit called Drawing the Line.
We will.
Because for me, it's knowing where to go with things. Do I do something about this? Do I shut up and put up? Do I draw a line and walk away and leave? Or do I just give it some time? When do I take action? When can I control something? And when can't I? And when, importantly, am I avoiding taking action because I'm scared?
And just to wrap this little one up, in terms of people who like a really solid definition of something which is effectively an evolving social science, restorative and relational practice, whenever we introduce it in our workshops, Christine, we talk about a set of principles, processes and skills that guide the way we act in all our dealings. So all of those things that we do that establish and build and maintain healthy relationships and all of the things that we do when things go belly up in terms of both our relationships and then what's happening around us at work, at home, in the street. So it's a real solid framework that we can draw on to really help us decide what to say or do next.
Yeah, I think of it simply like a box, a set of boxes in my head where I can go, where the hell am I with this? I need to just take a breath and think, what's the next step? Just take a breath and think.
Thank you for listening. We hope you've learned something and that you feel brave enough to give it a go. See you next time.